Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
12 minutes ago, stage two of load shedding was implemented by Eskom. I do know that the city of Cape Town generally saves Capetonians one stage level of load shedding. We'll confirm that with the city in the next few minutes. But this, after a few days of the suspension of load shedding, many attributing this to the national shutdown that was called by the EFF, others saying that it's the hard work of the engineers at Eskom that is resulted in many coal-fired power stations for the first time since March 2020 getting to energy availability factors of above 70%. Well, Vali Padiyachi is our energy expert. He's a former executive manager of Eskom and a former senior executive at City Power as well. Vali, lovely to have you back on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa, and a very good morning to your viewers. Your listeners as well, and I'm glad to be back. Thank you for inviting me.
Why did we have so much electricity available over the last couple of days that in a rare occurrence in 2023 we were without load shedding for a couple of days?
I think, Africa, it was a combination of a couple of events. I think we had a long weekend, given that Tuesday was a holiday. But as I say, it was a combination of events, including the drop in demand because a number of the commercial and industrial enterprises had shut down for the long weekend. And also, admittedly, there was a significant or reasonable improvement in some of the engineering assets. Generation assets from the Eskom coal fleet. I think there were about six power stations that's been reported to have been performing at energy availability factors of around 70%. So all of that in the main could have contributed to the decrease in load shedding. And I'm also not sure if Eskom had also tapped into some of the emergency reserves vis-a-vis the open cycle gas turbines and the pump storage. I can't confirm that, but that could be a possibility, Africa.
The energy availability factor is a measurement, of course, that's quite important to Eskom, and to achieve that factor at above 70% for the first time in 2 years, was it six coal-fired power stations? That's quite an achievement. Are we going to be able to maintain that?
Well, hopefully we do so. I think the signals are there that we are moving in the right direction. I see we also have a new Minister of Electricity, who is also an engineer, that's also focusing a lot on that. He's kind of hit the ground, not running, but sprinting. But I think it does augur well, but we need that. We need to get to an overall energy availability factor of around 70% and to get about 3,000 to 6,000 megawatts of new electricity to stop load shedding.
Eskom also issuing an update on the Coburg Power Station steam generator replacement process, saying that a major milestone has been achieved towards the completion of the steam generator replacements on Coburg Power Station's Unit 1. The first steam generator has been removed from the containment building and placed in the storage building that was erected to house the steam generator, saying that this is a significant accomplishment for the team at Coburg, the contractor, and the numerous local and international subcontractors involved in the project. Why is it significant, Vali?
Oh, yes, it is. It is very significant because Coburg collectively contributes about 1,800 megawatts onto the grid through two units. So each unit is 900 megawatts. So if you are in the process of bringing back a 900 megawatt unit, then you're contributing 900 megawatts onto the grid. And of course, we have 900 megawatts available to decrease load shedding by at least stage one, because each state is equivalent to about 1,000 megawatts. So Africa, that's indeed a significant milestone if we can get that unit back on the grid ASAP.
But does that indicate in any way how soon we'll then have that 900 megawatts of electricity available to be added onto the grid?
I think it's soon. I'm not sure of the exact date. I do have the date, but I don't have it offhand at the moment. But I think it will be soon. I'm not sure how soon it will be, but whichever date it is, it's most welcome, Africa.
No, for sure. So the fact that now we've been returned to stage two of load shedding currently, it will be stage three at 4 o'clock this afternoon into the evening until tomorrow morning at five. That's because a lot of business returns, if you like, to normal production following the long weekend. Just a basic case of managing supply and demand, basically.
Yes, load shedding, as I say, is actually an excellent management tool to prevent us from getting into a blackout. And we do that by essentially, when I say we, it's a national control, the system operator, together with all the Munich utilities, do that by managing the grid from a supply and demand perspective to the very second.
I'll ask this as a parting question, Vali, because there has been a sentiment shared in the build-up to the national shutdown that was called in the main by the EFF, that the reason why we had electricity load shedding suspended was because of that national shutdown. How would you respond to that?
I wouldn't attest the drop in load shedding to that shutdown, except to say, as I've indicated earlier on, it was due to a drop in demand because those enterprises, commercial, industrial, did close down for the long weekend. I think that was their plan anyway, because it was a long weekend given the holiday. And of course, we had a significant improvement in those six coal-fired fleet to get to 70%. And as I indicated, ESCO may have tapped into emergency reserves, but I can't confirm that.
For sure. Vali, thank you very much for your time. Vali Padayachi, a former executive manager of ESCOM and a former senior executive at City Power, and of course our energy expert, reflecting on why we enjoyed a couple of days of suspension of load shedding as far as the utility ESCOM is concerned. Currently, we are on stage two of load shedding.
Wake up. It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.